Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to present an old friend of mine, that very fine actor, Mr. Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you. Thank you, Bing.
Well, Jim, how are Gloria and how are the twins?
Oh, they're just fine, Bing. They're just fine. I'm a wreck.
What's wrong?
Well, Bing, you remember a couple of weeks ago, you went Christmas shopping with me and we bought Gloria a present.
Remember it? I'm glad that's over.
But it isn't. We got to go again.
Not we, old boy. I took you to that little French dress shop next door, and I helped you select a beautiful petticoat. What's
yeah, but I found out that Gloria has one exactly like it.
You sure, Jimmy?
I'm absolutely sure. Yes, the other morning I was peeking in the window. The other morning I was peeking in the window of the Bendix.
Oh, of the Bendix.
And I. There it was.
Wow.
Well, just spinning around there, the same darn petticoat.
This is a blow. It's tough luck, Jim. But I tell you, all you got to do is just take the petticoat, you go back to Fifi's lingerie shop, and you exchange it for something else.
Yeah, that's just what I've been trying to do ever since 9 o'clock this morning.
Since 9 o'clock this morning?
Yeah. Every time I start into Fifi's place, I lose my nerve and wind up in the drugstore next door.
Jimmy, you got to get a hold of yourself.
So here. Far today, I've had 12 cups of Ovaltine and 6 bacon and tomato sandwiches. I was spoken to twice for loitering in the magazine counter.
That's funny. I was in the drugstore earlier today. Funny I didn't see you.
Yeah, well, that might have been when the woman was demonstrating the mud pack on me. She came over and...
Oh, what you won't go through the stall. I noticed you were carrying a lot of bundles when you walked in here tonight, too.
Yeah, well, one of those packages is the petticoat, and the rest of the stuff I picked up in the drugstore.
You get any bargains?
Yes. I got a nice alarm clock and a canasta shuffler.
Oh, I must get one of those.
A Mahjong set.
Mahjong set, huh?
Yes, half a bushel of assorted nuts.
Say, Jim, your Christmas shopping's about done.
You know, Bing, I just think this whole mess I'm in is just fate.
What are you getting at?
Well, you know, when we talked about the gift originally, my whole idea was to get Gloria something that was daring, something intimate, you know. Well, the petticoat, the petticoat just doesn't cut the buck.
Well, Jim, come on, wait a minute. Plenty of daring stuff over there in Fifi's shop. You had your chance.
Yeah. Same thing happened last year. Last year I was going to give Gloria a sweater.
A sweater?
Mm-hmm. Last minute, it got cold feet.
What happened?
I gave her yarn and knitting needles.
I bet she's been needling you all year, too, huh?
Now, this year it's going to be different.
What are you going to do?
Well, when Gloria opens her present for Christmas this year, she's going to get the shock of her life.
Now, wait a minute.
No,
take it
sir.
Easy,
no,
Jim.
Sir.
You've blown your time.
I'm through with this old-fashioned stuff. I'm going to take the bull by the horns.
Atta boy, Jim. Now you're working in there, Jim.
I'm going to take this petticoat right over to Fifi's Fluorescent Flimsy Shop, and you're going to exchange it for something bewitching.
I'm in again, huh? Well, off we go. Here, Jim, let me take some of those packages, huh?
Here, you take the petticoat and the canasta shuffler. I can carry the alarm clock and the mahjong set and the assorted nuts.
Okay, well, here's Fifi's place. After you, Jimmy.
Ding, I have an idea, Bing. You go and exchange the petticoat. I got to drop into the drugstore.
No,
look, there's a sign there, special. Nutcrackers, 59 cents.
Well, you get one later. Here we go again at Fifi's. Now, no stalling this time. You hear me, Jim?
Yeah. Gosh, the minute I get inside here and see all those things hanging around, everything goes black.
There's a lot of black things hanging around here.
Golly, what will they think of next?
I don't know, but I hope I'm not with you when they do.
Ah, bonjour, gentlemen. Entrez, s'il vous plaît.
I'll bet this is Fifi.
It sure ain't Barry Fitzgerald. Now, no hemming and hawing, Jim. Just tell the lady your problem.
May I help you, gentlemen?
Yes. Yes. I wonder if you could tell us how to get to Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Crackers next door.
We know all about them.
You know, my friend and I were in here a couple weeks ago, and we bought a fancy petticoat.
Oh, and you are back so soon. Oh, you are the playboy from Texas,
oh,
yeah?
Oh, heck no. No, you see, I bought a petticoat from a wife, and
Oh, you are married. Oh, that is too bad.
Why is that?
I am not. Oh,
but don't look at me. I'm cooked, too.
Ma, c'est la vie.
Vraiment, vraiment. You see, my friend bought this petticoat here for his wife, and she has one just like it, so he wants to exchange it.
Oh, then perhaps you would like a petticoat like this very chic one I am wearing. Huh? Look at this. Voila!
Oh, my gosh. Would anyone care for an English walnut?
There's a hole in that bag, Jim. Hold it up.
No, miss, I don't want you to get the wrong idea about this thing. I'm married, and, well, I thought I might get something more dazzling than a petticoat. So.
Oh, I see. Something intime. Well, step over here. I have so many attractive things. Ooh, la la. Look at these.
Say.
They are beautiful, and they come in pale blue, pink, and green.
These aren't bad, Jim. Just grab one. You can't go wrong with these.
And the lace is imported.
Got good rubber in them, too.
We better go to something else.
But, monsieur.
Yeah, I think I just better get a nice pair of stockings.
Stockings? What kind?
For the legs.
Oh, you make the joke, too.
Jim, listen, you got to go stronger than stockings. Come on, live.
Oh, I know what you can get for madame. It is called the wraparon.
The chaperon? What is it?
Well, you see, it's an oversized towel that's shaped and fitted.
Think
I'll slip it on. See, it buttons on in a wink.
Now, what do you use that thing for?
Well, if the phone rings when madame is in the bathtub, she can slip on one of these.
I usually slip on the soap.
Well, here's something else that madame might like. It's the very latest French bathing suit. Two pieces.
Oh, itsy-bitsy pieces, too.
And look, it folds up and fits into this little gold locket.
Oh, I never. Look at that.
You see, when madame wears this bathing suit, she can also wear the little locket around her neck.
She better wear the locket or she get arrested.
Oh, you make another joke.
Joke nothing. I can hear the patrol wagon now.
Would you gentlemen like me to model this bathing suit? I can slip it on if you like.
Come on, shove it back in the locket. Here comes the cops.
The cops?
I must have hit the button on my alarm clock.
Come on, Jim, now make up your mind. I'm in a rush. I gotta get back to work.
Work? Oh, that is the trouble with you American men. All you think about is business. A Frenchman, he says pouf on business. Pouf on work. A Frenchman says pouf on everything but love. That is why all Frenchmen are so, oh, what is the word?
Poofed. All right, Jim, now what'll it be? There are any number of things here. You made up your mind?
Well, I've been thinking the whole thing over, and I think maybe the thing I ought to get is a nice pair of bloomers.
Bloomers? What is bloomers?
You wouldn't know.
But...
never have what you know, man.
You see?
But bloomers, I do not understand.
Well, you see... you see, miss, there's something like these things here, only they're about 3 feet longer. No. Bloomers. No, they're sort of slip covers for girls.
Slip covers?
I don't think you know about bloomers, Fifi. They go back quite a ways.
Look at that girl coming out of the back room.
Holy Toledo.
Oh, that is Mimi, my model. And look! She is wearing the new French bathing suit and the little locket.
Go on, Jim.
No, wait for me.
What about the gift for Gloria?
She's going to get the Mahjong set.